always great to discover a classic at the Sundance Film Festival. It happened this year with a showing of Hereditary. Afterward, in the audience Q&A, the writer-director Ari Aster appeared, awkward and tongue-tied. This is amazing because this first-time feature shows a confident filmmaker who knows exactly what he wants to present in terms of character, performance, sights, sounds, and well-timed scares. The film opens with the funeral of a family matriarch. In her eulogy, her daughter Annie, played by Toni Collette, confesses that her mother was intimidating, strange, was into spiritualism, that Annie never knew how to cope with her, and probably still doesn't. Oh, and by the way, in her workshop later, Annie sees Mom's ghost lurking in the hazy blackness. It's only destined to get worse and stranger for Annie, her husband, and two teenage children. Aster shows us the emotional and mental breakdown of the family. It's a nice update on Henry James's ambiguous ghost story, Turn of the Screw. We're left wondering, are the spooky events just imagined by a family with a heap of psychological baggage, or is it the reverse? A satanic conspiracy has found fertile ground to grow due to the family's warps and dysfunction. At the center of the film is a stunning performance by Collette. A tightly wound character with a tendency to sleepwalk, she can suddenly spew like a fire hose with emotion or, quote, too much information. Collette is even skilled enough that her freakouts are slightly funny. Annie's avocation is creating little tabletop dioramas of domestic life, and as the movie goes on, the scenes become autobiographical with the sinister suggestion that if you could just look close enough, something might be revealed. The husband, Steve, is Gabriel Byrne, who gives a wonderfully subtle performance as the calm, concerned dad presiding over a nuclear family who doesn't expose how hard he's trying to keep a lid on things. Teenage son Peter, played by Alex Wolff, is a high schooler mostly occupied with bonds and cute girls, but then the guilt of a freak tragedy falls on his shoulders, and he begins to crack, wondering what his role in the family is, or even worse, what his future might be. And this little sister, Charlie, played by Millie Shapiro, a weird, quiet child prone to tongue-plucking noises and occasionally cutting the heads off dead birds. Let's just say this. If the twin girls from The Shining had a cousin who creeped even them out, it would be Charlie. There are weird lights, fires, strange numbers or words carved in the background, a treehouse that might be as iconic as the Bates Motel, and one more memorable performance, Anne Dowd as a pushy, maybe too likable stranger. Although a few grisly images turn up, this is a film that creeps you out. It doesn't gross you out. It's in the Sundance tradition of Blair Witch Project or It Follows. I would give Hereditary 5 goosebumps out of 5. For the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Series, I'm Rick Broth.